Generative AI is going to fundamentally change how work gets done in this next quarter of this century. We're entering into the year 2025 here in just a couple of months at the time of this recording, which I like to call Q2 of 2K. And I'm seeing a lot of profound implications as we're now starting to get our hands on AI inside of Salesforce. Salesforce has opened up access to their Einstein platform in various ways, in various learning platforms and demos. And so now with this and having an understanding of the Salesforce platform and how work is done or how work has been done in the past, we can start to envision some ways of doing things more efficiently in the future with the help of AI. And that is the intended use case that Salesforce is providing, is for this to accentuate and augment our abilities, not to replace us entirely. So what's really interesting to me with this encroachment of AI into the workspace, especially on the front end of Salesforce, is that this is redefining how we do work, and this will redefine our standard operating procedures. And at a very high level, some of the tried and true things that have been baked into Salesforce from the beginning, such as the lead conversion process and the management of opportunities, can and will change more with having access to AI on the platform. Now, one example I think of and that I've recently been experimenting with is the approach of the lead conversion process. And if you've ever worked in Salesforce, especially on the marketing side and dealt with the qualification of leads, you know that it can support multiple lead processes depending on the types of products and services that you're selling. And so that supports different lead status designations as you go on that journey of that lead qualification journey. And there's certain data points that you need to capture all along the way. And then at some point, when you want to hand that over to the sales department, you do what is known as a lead conversion. Now, in the past, we've had to do a lot of customizations as far as custom field to custom field mapping from the lead object over into contact, account, and opportunity. And those of you that have studied with me for the administrator exam, for example, will be highly familiar with that entire process. For those of you that are newer, the main point here is that the journey or the life cycle of a customer with a business starts out as a lead typically inside of Salesforce, but then at some point is converted over into an account, contact, and opportunity. Now, all of those data points that we capture on the lead record transform and carry over into those resulting object records for account, contact, and opportunity, such as the company name on lead becomes the account name. And then there's other data points as well. And so what I've been recently experimenting with in these Einstein-enabled learner orgs is to do a summary field. It's kind of a hybrid prompt template. So there's only a handful of prompt templates available right now on the platform. I anticipate that number exploding in growth over time. I'll have a future episode on that topic. But there are a couple of prompt templates in question here that I want to discuss at a very high level. The first is a field generation template, and this gives you the ability to generate text inside of a field using generative AI, and that is known as a field generation template. There's also another type of prompt template on the Salesforce platform called a summary template, and this summarizes records, and that is kind of available out of the box on most object records. You can prompt inside of the agent to summarize this account or this opportunity. But the power of summarization, which is something that generative AI does very well, and one of the reasons why it's one of the few prompt template types out of the box and out of the gate with Salesforce, is because generative AI does summarization of records quite well. And so we have all of these data points on these lead records, and imagine having lead records that have dozens, if not hundreds, of fields and data points that you want to carry over. Now imagine trying to port that over into the contact, account, and opportunity and map all those custom to custom fields. It can be done, but oftentimes what the salesperson needs is just a summarization of that data. They don't want or need to look in 100 different places for those data points. How much better to have a several paragraph summarization of that lead journey to getting it to the point of that conversion process. And so I've developed a technique or an idea that I think will take hold out there in the ecosystem and will revolutionize and change how we handle the lead conversion process moving forward in this new age of AI in the workplace. How this can work even today is that you can create a custom field on the lead object and on the contact, account, and or opportunity objects, and those would be long text area field types. And then the beauty is on the lead side, you can create a prompt template called field generations for the template type on the lead object, and then you would update the lead page layout to make it a dynamic form and then enable generative AI through Einstein on that new field. And then you can engage the AI agent to then generate the summary for that field, taking all the key data points on the lead record and populating into that new long text field. And this in essence serves as like a hybrid combined template use case. You have your field generation template, but it is providing a summary of the lead record. And then you could have that data port into, for example, a corresponding long text area field on the contact of all that data upon the lead conversion process. You could set validation rule to be sure that that value is not null on the lead side, so that forces the user to be creating a summary of that lead record before they convert them. You could go the approach of having generative AI enabled on multiple fields on the lead side, things that are intended for summarization on the resulting contact, and then also summarization on the resulting account and or for the opportunity as well. So at most, you would have or could use just three generative AI enabled fields using three prompt templates, and those be populated on the lead side and then convert over and map the field mapping over to those corresponding long text area fields on the contact, account, and opportunity. And so what I see by this, and that was a very high level overview of one approach of how you can change the lead conversion process moving forward with AI, is that this is just history repeating itself. And I see that this will be the case as we enter into the second quarter of this 21st century, what I like to refer to as Q2 of 2K. And I was recently on a discovery call. We have recently started providing consulting services and implementation services for clients in addition to training. And that's through our parent company of Velza. You can go to velza.com. And that's spelled V as in Victor, E as in Edgar, L as in Larry, Z as in Zebra, A as in Apple.com, velza.com. And on that discovery call, some of the questions that inevitably come up on these projects that we're called upon to take over, and perhaps you've experienced this as well, it's quite common in the Salesforce ecosystem, is you inherit an instance of Salesforce and you're wondering why things were done the way they were. And you have the kind of sinking feeling that there must have been a good reason, but you can't figure out why things were done a certain way. And so sometimes the answer is as simple as it was the only option that was available at the time. And so on one of these recent discovery calls, I was kind of laying down some of the history of Salesforce and how we used to only have profiles and didn't have permission sets, and how there's things that can be done now in Lightning interface that couldn't be done in Classic or couldn't be done a few years ago in Lightning, such as having dynamic forms or dynamic pages, and then enabling generative AI in fields certainly is new. And so oftentimes with the morphing and advancements of technology, this forces us to rethink and change how we solution things because we can do more with less because of the advancements on the platform. And so with AI encroaching on the front end with the user interface, this is causing us to collectively rethink how we solution and how we plan and how we iterate. And so I see this as a virtuous cycle to where the platform has advancements that cause us to realize new connectivity of capabilities that then alter or adjust our standard operating procedures, which then we are able to translate and implement on Salesforce. And that's one of the beauties of the platform, is that it gives you readily the ability to translate those standard operating procedures into reality and into operations and into your workflow for your users as well. And so I see moving forward, as we have generative AI encroaching on the front end, is that this is going to dramatically impact how we solution, because we can do things such as make changes to the lead conversion process. And I do anticipate that we'll see more and more AI capability on the back end as well, but we'll save that for a future episode here on Irrelevant as well. So thank you so much for joining me today in this quick sneak peek into Q2 of 2K and how generative AI just might change how we do work and how work gets done in the future. It's an exciting time to see the changes happening in real time. And be sure and subscribe, like, and share this podcast with others so that they too can find relevance in the economy of now and next.